With the old moral belief that sustained political involvement and activism is a necessity to avoid or at least mitigate the catastrophe that's about to descend on the nation in the form of a Trump presidency. So today we are introducing a new weekly feature on our program called the Old Mole Action Calendar. Community radio will play an important role in the period ahead, and the Old Mole will be one place for coalitional politics around activism. Listeners are invited to send us events of or people who might be interviewed for the calendar. It could involve a short interview, field report, or a list of rallies and protest events for the upcoming week. You can reach us at oldmolevarietyhour@gmail.com. Today, obviously, our focus is on the upcoming events and protests involving Inauguration Day. I suggest, if you are interested, to grab paper and pencil, as I will be discussing a number of events. Today is Martin Luther King Day, and it is a uniquely appropriate day to launch this new feature. To get inspired for the struggle to come, there is an event taking place today called A Single Garment of Destiny, a tribute to the life and legacy of Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Its theme is Keep Alive the Dream. The event is being held at the Highland Center, 7600 Northeast Gleason Street, here in Portland. It will be starting in just over an hour at 11 a.m. and runs all day until 6 p.m. Sponsored by the World Arts Foundation and too many local groups to mention, this is the 32nd consecutive tribute to King, indisputably one of the great American heroes and world citizens. Portland's annual Keep Alive the Dream is recognized regionally and nationally as one of the largest community-based celebrations in the U.S. The event offers to give voice to the heritage of ordinary citizens' struggle for peace, social justice, civil rights, and human dignity. Again, the event takes place at Highland Center, 7600 Northeast Gleason Street here in Portland. It will be starting in just over an hour at 11 a.m. There are many events scheduled here in Portland leading up to Inauguration Day and Inauguration Day weekend. Thousands of people are planning to attend. This Thursday, January 19th, there's an anti-Betsy DeVos protest. Portland students are planning to walk out of class on Thursday afternoon and rally at Pioneer Courthouse Square in protest over Trump's pick for Secretary of Education. DeVos is an anti-public education radical and supporter of charter schools. That's Thursday afternoon at Pioneer Courthouse Square. On Friday the 20th, Inauguration Day, more than 9,000 people are expected to march. Organizers say the peaceful march will introduce the Portland organizations who will be on the front lines in the collective struggle against the Trump regime. The protest will start at 3:30 p.m. at Pioneer Courthouse Square and last until about 9 p.m. The main Portland events will take place the next day, Saturday, January 21st. The FFL-CIO and affiliates and other unions have put out a call to labor and the community for a rally and march to present a united front against the Trump agenda. The march and rally will be Saturday the 21st from 10 to 11:30 a.m. at Szymanski Park, located in the park blocks at Southwest Park and Salmon, and will march to the waterfront. The announcement for the event states that the election of Donald Trump is dangerous for all working people, our unions, and especially immigrants, people of color, women, and LGBTQ people. Fear and anger in the face of the Trump agenda is widespread in union ranks. Now is the time to call for a labor-led mass mobilization to give our members and other workers the confidence and determination to unite and fight back. Again, this action begins at Szymanski Park, located at the park blocks at Southwest Park and Salmon, and will march to the waterfront. It begins at 10 a.m. and ends at 11:30 a.m. at the waterfront. If you join the march to the waterfront, you can then join the Women's March in Portland, which immediately follows at noon at the Tom McCall Waterfront Park. This promises to be the biggest march ever in Portland. More than 26,000 people have said they will attend. The organizers have said the march represents Portland's diverse community. Their statement reads, "The Women's March in Portland is aligned with the mission of the Women's March on Washington, D.C., whose mission statement says it is to unify and empower everyone who stands for women's rights, human rights, immigrant rights, civil liberties, and social justice for all." The Portland event will take place simultaneously with similar marches around the state and country. Again, the Portland Women's March is scheduled to begin at Saturday noon, January 21st, and last until 4 p.m. The meeting place is Tom McCall Waterfront Park. There's also a pre-march children's event scheduled for 11 a.m. Well, I'm sure there are other events also taking place over the weekend, and these are just a few of them. The lesson we need to take away from these protests is that this is only the beginning. If we are to have any hope of truly having an impact on the Trump agenda, we must dedicate ourselves to be out protesting until this nightmare is over. See you in the streets.